We're continuing our study on the names of God, and tonight we've come to Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Jehovah Rapha. I like the sound of that. Amen. There are eight compound redemptive names found in the Old Testament, and they all point toward the cross and the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. You should have gotten several weeks ago the eight compound redemptive names in biblical order. I've never seen them in that order, so I put them in order. And that's the way we're going to be studying those. But the compound redemptive names, they all point toward the cross. And the name that God most often referred to himself as in the Bible is Jehovah. The name Jehovah is used over 6,800 times in the Bible. Jehovah means the God of revelation, the God who becomes to his people whatever their need demands. I'm glad I serve a God like that. If I have a need, I can put a demand on the anointing and draw from what Jesus Christ did on the cross. I have put all these compound redemptive names in biblical order as God revealed himself to his people to meet their need at that particular time. Last week, we studied the compound redemptive name Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. I thought it was very interesting how we started with that one name. Tonight, we're looking at the compound redemptive name Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Now, while these names reveal the different dimensions of God's character, they also point to the fulfillment of the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross. Now, God has promised us in his word soundness of body, health, and healing, for Jesus is our Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. I have known God as my healer for many years. But I want to thank Brother Ray Page for a statement that he made recently. And I believe this statement, Brother Ray, helps me better to explain the Christian's position when it comes to healing. I've known I was healed, and I'll never forget the time Woody Bradley, who is a member here, he was sick. And I said, no, you're not sick. It says right there, you're healed. He said, I'm sick, and I'm going to the doctor. I said, no, you're not sick. It says you're healed right there. And I kept on for about 3 to 4 minutes. And all of a sudden, I said, are you sick or are you healed? He said, I'm healed. And he was. He was healed instantly. Hallelujah. But Brother Ray said, we are healed resisting sickness. That the Christian is healed resisting sickness. I like that. As Christians, we're not sick trying to get healed, but we are fighting against sickness, infirmity, and disease. That's what we're doing. I want you to think about how many in here are saved? Let me see your hand. If you're saved, if you're born in the blood. Brother Ricky, are you saved tonight? Okay, hallelujah. I'm looking 100%. If you're not saved, you need to come on down to this cross. Now, how do you know you're saved? You believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, are you ever tempted to do wrong? Are you ever attacked by the devil and he's trying to get at your spirit man to get you out of divine order? Well, that's the way it is when it comes to sickness and disease. So you've got to look at it like that. We're not sick trying to get healed. We are healed fighting against sickness, infirmity, and disease. Now, Article 12 of the International Pentecostal Holiness Church reads just like this. And I quote, we believe in divine healing as in the atonement, end of quote. Now, I personally like the Church of God's statement. The Church of God out of Cleveland, Tennessee, I like that statement better than ours. It says, we believe in divine healing for everyone in the atonement. That's my position. I believe it's for everyone. It may be inferred in our article, but I like to be all-inclusive. We believe it for everybody. Now, we believe in divine healing as in the atonement. So you should have received a handout entitled God's Healing Promises. Okay? If you didn't get a copy of that, then someone will give you one of those. These are the healing scriptures that I used for my own healing when I was flat on my back and had no energy, and I had open heart surgery, and half of what the doctors did had failed. I walked a walking track, and I read these, and I read these, and I read these when I finally got enough energy to get up. And I read them, and I quoted them, I read them, and I quoted them. Exodus 15:26. This is where God revealed himself as Jehovah Rapha, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Okay? Exodus 23:25, I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Look at Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What are those benefits? He forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our disease. Psalms 107, verse 20 said he sent his word and healed him. You can be healed while I'm preaching. And then let's look at the great redemptive work, Isaiah 53 and 4. Surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. Well, if we're healed, that means we aren't sick. It means we're healed fighting against sickness. I like that, Brother Ray. That's a nice way to say it. That's what I believed anyway. I just didn't know how to communicate it to people. He said that to me. I like Isaiah 57:19. God said, I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is near and to him that is afar off. And I will heal him. So we're fighting. Now, look at 2 Peter on the back side there, and we'll get into our lesson tonight. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So Isaiah said you are healed. Jesus hadn't been to the cross. But in 1 Peter 2:24, it says you were healed. So it all took place on the cross, and that's what that redemptive name means. Look at John 15:7. That was one I use this. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, it shall be done unto you. I said, God, I know the healing covenant like I know my ABCs. Your word abides in me, and I expect you to heal me. So get the word in you. Get you some healing scriptures. And God watches over his word to perform it. God will perform it if all we have to do is believe. If you heard me say it 100 times, faith is the currency of heaven. We're trading greenbacks down here. You don't buy anything from God, God will heal a billionaire, God will heal a pauper. You don't buy anything from God. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. We trade in greenbacks in America. God trades in faith. And if you got faith for it, you can have it. And it's just that simple. I don't care what any other preacher tells you. Hallelujah. You got to use your faith, do what you want to with it. That's what I tell people. I've said, you go on your faith, I go on mine. This is my faith, and I do what I want to with it. I'm going to believe God. Amen? I just choose to believe God. Now, Jesus is our healer who restores, who cures, and heals not only in a physical sense, but also spiritually, morally, economically. That's why we teach and preach seed time, harvest time. He heals the total man. He's provided total healing for the total man. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it, what? More abundantly. The newer translations I love sometimes, but when they leave out a word like more abundantly, I want the more abundantly myself. Hallelujah. I want all that Jesus paid for. Now, God made our bodies, and God is able to heal them and to keep them healthy when we meet his conditions by obeying his word and by releasing our faith. Now, he'll heal a sinner. I've seen him do it hundreds of times. If you're watching by live stream, if you're a sinner, come to Westmoreland. If you've got a terminal illness, we will pray for you, and God will heal you. I believe that. I've seen him do it hundreds of times. But he does not run a charity hospital for the devil. So you need to get your heart right with God after he heals you. Don't be like a dog. You know, you throw a dog a bone and he snatches it up and he runs away and never wags his tail at you. Don't be like that. When God heals you, praise God, serve him. Say, I want more where that come from. I want some more of a God like that that would be so good to me. Now, when Israel came out of Egyptian bondage, God revealed himself to them as their Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Look at Exodus 15:26. I want you to see there are conditions that we are to live this thing. And anybody that preaches cheap grace, they're wrong. God expects us to serve him. Exodus 15:26. God said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Point number one, if you diligently hearken. Number two, will do that which is right in his sight. Number three, give ear to his commandments. Number four, keep all his statutes. He said, I will put none of the disease upon thee which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Egypt did not have a covenant. God's people were covenant people. We have a new and a better covenant The blood of Jesus Christ declares our victory. Hallelujah. I'm so glad for the blood. Now, I want you to notice God said, I am the Lord who heals you if you will do what I've told you to do. Now, some people, they live good Christian lives and they still never get healed. But if you've got faith for it, praise God, if you believe the word, you can get it. I've been there so many times and the devil said, you're not going to get it this time. No, you're not going to get it this time. I said, yes, I will. I said, let me take you back on a journey. God healed me here. God healed me here. God healed me here. Woo! He healed me here. And God will heal me now. I believe he'll heal me. As long as I believe he'll heal me, God will heal me. And if he's through with me, praise God, I don't have to be sick to die. All I got to do is jump in the arms of Jesus. Maybe when I get 120 years of age, people don't live that long. But Moses did. At 120 years of age, he climbed a mountain and God took him. Hallelujah. I'd like to go out, you know, in my 90s or my 100s, just preaching the word of God, thundering away, passing on the gifts to younger preachers. And praise God, just woo, go right on up to be with my Lord and Savior. I want to be doing something. I want to be active. I don't want to be somewhere on the backside of some place. I want to be full of God, full of God's energy, full of God's power, full of God's glory, full of the anointing and full of health. Hallelujah. I believe that's the way you should live life to its fullness. Amen. Now, God said, if you will diligently listen to my voice, do what is right. If you listen to my commandments, keep all the statutes. God said, if you will do those four things, I will heal you. For I am the Lord, thy healer. Now, I want to give you some keys to being healed. The first key that I know of is obedience. Obey God. Yeah. Now, I want you to, that's a key. Obedience is a key. Now, God will heal the rebel. But God wants people to live right. Because that's only physical. But when you look at your life, and you look at your family, and you look at your influence, if you have a rebellious spirit and you don't keep God's commandments and you're always cursing and doing crazy things and you get in the church and give out a message in tongues, nobody wants to hear that. They want somebody that's got some godly character. They want somebody that lives it, somebody that young people in the church can look up to. They need mentors. Look at the world we live in today. If there was ever a time we need to live holy, this is the day. Now, the second thing I want to point out beyond obedience is, look at 2 Timothy 2:15. You need to study. God says, study. What are you going to study? The scriptures. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, truth is truth. Truth has always been truth, but it's the knowledge of truth that makes you free. Truth has always been truth, but when you get the knowledge of it, like what Brother Ray said, I like that. We're not sick trying to get healed. We're healed fighting against sickness. I like that. It really helps me to explain the biblical position of every person in here and every person in the body of Christ anywhere. Hallelujah. It helps me to be able to explain it. Now, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, so we need to study. Amen. God does not heal us because you have a need, but God heals because you have faith and because you are obedient to his word. It's just that simple. Now, God loves us, and every thou shall not in the Bible. I like the way John Hagee said it. He said, it's God's way of saying, don't hurt yourself. Amen. So, you know, we want the total man, the entirety of our being, body, soul, spirit. Then we want our homes, and we want our influence, and we want our character to be marked by godliness so that we are living the life that Jesus Christ paid for in its entirety. That's the total healing. Now, if you're not doing everything you can do to be conformed to the image of Christ, you can't have what I'm talking about. But if you will, you can get it. Hallelujah. Look at Proverbs 4:20. I love this. You know, we just said study. Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, attend to mine ear. It means study. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. God is saying, study and attend to my word. Spend some time in the word. Get out from the front of that television and get into the word of God. Get off of Facebook, get off of Twitter, get off of Instagram, get off of YouTube, get off those video games, and spend some time alone with God. This is the most important thing you can attend to right here, the Word of God. And I promise you, for every moment you spend in this Word, God will make it up to you. I've had people say, can you go do this and do this? I said, no, I can't do that. I got something else I got to do. They said, why? What do you got to do? I said, I'm going home and read my Bible. That's when I was young. They said, let's do this and let's do this. I said, no, I'm going to do this right now. I said, I'll do that later, but this is the most important thing I do right here. And I told one man, I said, I've got too much invested in the study of God's Word and too much of my time in fasting and in prayer to be doing that all of the time. I want to know God, and I want to know God better, and I want to help people to know God better. So my son, attend to my word, incline thy ear into my saying. Look at verse 21. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. That means you got to study it. You got to memorize it. Hallelujah. God says, study, attend to my words, read them over and over and over and over. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Memorize them. And I promise you this, memorize them like this. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God, the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Know where they are, know what they say, and repeat it again. And that way, when somebody asks you a question, you say, yeah, that's in the Bible. Let me show it to you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Be loaded. I mean, people say, oh, I can't memorize. Yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ. Now, if God says, keep them in your heart, keep them in the midst of your, front of your eyes, that poses a question. Why does God want us to study? Why does God want us to memorize his word? Why does God want us to hide them in our heart? Look at verse 22. There's the answer. For their life unto those that find them, and health to all thy flesh. I tell you what, I wasn't feeling too good Sunday. But I preached anyway. I've got a little pain here and there, but hallelujah, I'm on my way. I'm on my way to total victory in Jesus' mighty name. I believe that. God heals me. He always heals me. Why wouldn't he heal me now? I'm healed, resisting this sickness that's trying to come into my body and this infirmity. They call it a bacteria. Yeah, you better get it out of there. Hallelujah. I don't want any bacteria in my body. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Don't want any cigarettes. Don't want any liquor. Don't want to shoot up on drugs. Don't want to smoke any marijuana. Don't want to do anything like that with my body. I got one body. I want to present it to God, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is my reasonable service. Go on, praise him for healthy bodies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love that verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them. And health. You mean this word is health? Yes, it is. Just hold on. Hallelujah. You'll find out a little more about it. Look at Joshua 1 and 8 now. Joshua 1 and 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thine mouth. Keep saying it. Say where it is. Say what it says. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all is written therein. Now he said, if you'll do that, for then shall thou make thy way prosperous, and then shall thou have good success. How many want to prosper? Seed time, harvest time. How many want to have good success? Then walk in what we've been preaching earlier, the fruit of the Spirit. You'll have good success. Amen. Blessed are the merciful. They shall obtain what? Mercy. Every seed you sow produces after its own kind. So sow mercy, you get mercy. Sow love, you get love. Work hard, you get promoted. You sow to every seed produces after its own kind, and every deed produces after its own kind. This is not mine, it's John Hagin's, but I like it. He said, the only place that a success comes before work is in the dictionary. You get that one, don't you get it? The only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. So work. God said, if you don't work, you shouldn't what? Eat. That's right. I tell you, y'all a Bible-based church. Y'all know some book. I like that. Hallelujah. So, now under the old covenant, God revealed himself as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. See, God is not the God who once healed. He is the God who heals. God said, I am the Lord, I change not. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. He says, I don't change. What I did for one person, I'm no respecter person, I'll do for another. And I know this is foreign to what a lot of people have been taught, but we're not talking about new revelation. We're talking about things that the church once knew that they have lost. And God needs somebody that will stand up and rightly divide the word of truth. So God is a healer. He healed under the old covenant. He heals today. Now, listen to what the writer of Hebrews had to say about Jesus and the covenant that we have. Look at Hebrews 8:6. Talking about Jesus. They thought Moses was great. And Abraham. And they just keep going back to the law. And God said, no. But now Jesus has obtained a more excellent ministry. By how much more also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which is established upon better promises. What the blood of goats and bulls could never do, it only covered sin for a season. Our Jehovah Rapha, our Jehovah Sidkenu, if you've got your hand out there, our righteousness, he came and imputed to us the gift of righteousness, and then he heals our body based on that new and better covenant, the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we're talking about revelation that will rescue you from the storms of life. And we're talking about Jehovah Rapha. And if God was Jehovah Rapha in Exodus 15:26, he's still Jehovah Rapha today. See, you need to get the word of God into your heart, into your human spirit. And it doesn't happen at once. It happens as you hear the word of God and hear the word of God and you study on your own and you hear good Holy Ghost preaching and teaching, and then God begins to reveal himself to you on a more personal basis. See, if you don't believe that God is your healer, then he will not be your healer. It's just that simple. If you don't believe that he is your Savior and that you're saved, then you cannot be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the heart, man believeth unto healing. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. It's the word so-so for all the Greek students. Hallelujah. It's the divine power and presence of God. Amen. Don't listen to people who gripe and complain, who are always talking about their sickness and disease. Your faith will not grow there. Your faith will not grow there any more than if you were a businessman and you got around business people that had businesses that were failing. And all they ever talked about was, I'm failing here and I'm failing now. I don't know why I got this problem, why I got that problem, why I got this, why I got that. Get around somebody that's successful, that knows something. I'm fixing to do this. I'm going to build this, and I'm going to build this over here, and I'm going to build that over there, and I'm going to build that over there. And all of a sudden, that anointing will get on you, and you'll find yourself riding their coattail. That's the way it works. Find somebody that's on their way somewhere. Ride their coattail. Get into a church where people believe and people pray one for another and get healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't listen to the gripers and the complainers. They all died in the wilderness back there when Moses brought them out. None of them went into the promised land. Not one of them except Joshua and Caleb, who went out and spied the land, and they said, we're well able to take it. When Caleb was 85 years of age, he said, give me my mountain. I'm just as strong as I was then. Was he talking about his bulging biceps and his muscles? No. I'm just as strong in God as I was then. We know a 40-year-old man can't take a mountain, neither can an 85-year-old man take a mountain full of giants. But Caleb said, we're well able, because my God will do it. He said, give me my mountain. Hallelujah. Get that kind of attitude, and you'll get somewhere in life. Now, pain is either your God or God is your God. Pain is a terrible thing. I'm telling you, I have been through some of it. I mean, I have been through some of it. Anybody out there been through pain? Well, see, that the devil takes and he magnifies it. He aggravated me. I mean, he did. my back started hurting, then my hip started hurting, then it went down to my knee, then it got in my heel, and then my stomach started hurting. I said, devil, you've made me mad now. I said, praise God, I'm going to preach on the healer. I'm going to preach it. I'm going to preach it. And that's what we're doing. If you want to get healed, join us by live stream Facebook. We're going to be preaching these truths, and you'll get healed. Hallelujah. God said, I'll give you what you preach, son. Hallelujah. We're going to get people saved, too. We're not leaving that out. Amen. See, God gives us the power to choose. We can choose to believe God or not to believe God. It's your faith. Do what you want to with it. Amen. We can choose to be saved from sin, or we can choose to live in rebellion. If you want God's blessings on your life, then you live right. Amen. You can either believe that God is your healer and you're healed, or you can be double-minded and not believe and be sick for the rest of your life. I believe in healing. I want to be around some people that believe in healing too. Because I know that if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. And I know Matthew 18:19 says, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them by the Father which is in heaven. When I'm down and I don't feel like praying, I need you. When you're down, you need somebody to lift you. Amen. Now, the woman with the issue of blood, she'd been sick 12 long years. She said within herself, if I can but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Now, she had made up her mind. She was saying to herself, I'm not staying here. And that's what I'm trying to get into you. I'm not staying in this condition. I'm healed, and I'm fighting this thing with all of my human strength, with the word of God, with the power of the blood, the power of the Holy Ghost, and I'm coming out of this thing. I wasn't meant to live in the low places. I was not meant to live there. I meant to soar like an eagle. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. At 71, you better believe it. At 95, you better believe it. Hallelujah. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, when you surrender to your circumstances and you give in to your disease, it means that you are afraid to live on the front lines of the spiritual battles of life. Let me say that again. It's worth repeating. It's good. When you surrender to your circumstances or you give in to the disease, it means that you are afraid to live on the front lines of the spiritual battle. Don't ever give in. I told one man one day, I said, let me tell you something. It was my last dying breath. I'd look up in your face and tell you something. You didn't beat me. I just died trying. And I've had that attitude for a long time. You just got to get something inside of you that says, I will achieve. I will go forward. I was not meant to be behind. I'm to be in front. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the lender and not the borrower. I may not have gotten there, but that's where I'm headed. I may not have it all, but I'm believing for all of it. That's a good way to live. Hallelujah. Now, when Adam fell into sin, sin came into his spirit man. And sickness came into his human body. He didn't die all at once. But man has progressively, his days have been shortened. So his brain didn't die. He could name every animal in the world. His body didn't die. What died? His spirit died. He was separated from God, and sin began to take its toll and sickness on man. And now the whole creation is in groaning, the Bible tells us. So sin, therefore, is the work of the devil, and sickness is the work of the devil. I'll probably do a sermon on the origin of human sickness. Where did it start? What caused it to come upon mankind? What was it? Now, sin is a work of the devil. Sickness is a work of the devil. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Put Acts 10:38 up there, brother. Sickness and sin are sisters. First cousins either. I think they're sisters. Hallelujah. How God, is it God's will to heal you? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing, how many? All that were oppressed of the devil. So the oppression of the devil, that is the root cause of sickness. Well, we thought it was all natural. Well, there are natural things that happen because the creation is in groaning. But if you find the very root cause of it, I promise you, there'll be a devil somewhere. I'll try to get to that. I better move on if I'm going to get there. Hallelujah. The compound redemptive names of God. Look at that one, Jehovah Tsidkenu, on your handout there. That's number 7, God our righteousness. So he revealed himself as our justification and our righteousness. That's what gives you the privilege to go boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in your time of need. But the compound redemptive name Jehovah Rapha, that's number 2 on your list there, it reveals the provision that Jesus has made for the healing of our bodies. Now, at Calvary, Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree. And at Calvary, Jesus bore our sickness, and by his stripes we're healed. Look at 1 Peter 2:24. What I want you to see, and I'll give you a lot of scripture in a moment. Jesus, who his own self bare our sins as a sin issue in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin, sin has no dominion over us, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So sickness has no dominion over us. If sin has no dominion over us, and both are in the atonement, then sickness, we are healed people fighting against sickness, resisting it. That's the only way that you can balance this thing scripturally, because the Bible says you're healed. And Isaiah said, whose report will you believe? And then he goes talking about how he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. He said, by his stripes, you are healed. So these are beautiful truths. So, you know, Jesus Christ was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. So now look at this, 1 Corinthians 6:20. It says, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. That one scripture right there caused something to rise up in me after I got saved when sickness tried to hit my body. Something rose up in me. I said, I'm bought with a price. I'm to glorify God in my spirit, man. And I want to live right, God. I mean, don't try to con God. I mean, here I am, a man that's not married, and I got this flesh I got to deal with. I said, God, I can't con you. I need a wife. I said, you need to change me. I said, I really want to serve you, God, but I got this major problem right now. I mean, if a God that I serve and you serve knows the thought and intent of your heart, don't get religious. Praise God. Get factual with God and say, I'm being honest, God. I need help. Help me, Lord. Help me. Religion will kill you. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. See, your spirit was redeemed with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. Your body was redeemed with the same price, the precious blood of Jesus. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy disease. See, faith for salvation comes by hearing the word of God. And for faith, by healing, for healing, that type of faith comes by hearing the word of God, the good news that he bore our sickness. See, we are commanded to be baptized in water, those that are saved in Jesus' name. Listen to this. We are commanded to anoint with oil those that are fighting against sickness in Jesus' name. That's a command of God. And the church has forgotten about it. I'm mad. Hallelujah. The devil. I said, let's get this thing over. See, in the Lord's Supper, the bread is eaten in remembrance of his body, which was broken by stripes. A cat of nine tails ripped the flesh from our Savior's body. And that was for our healing. In the Lord's Supper, the wine that is drunk in remembrance of his death for the redemption of our spirit man. Amen. So God provides salvation from sin and healing from disease because he is our Jehovah Tsidkenu and he is our Jehovah Rapha. Look at John 1 and 12. I love this. What I'm trying to do is give you some scripture that parallels the two of these for that statement Brother Ray made. It really ignited my spirit, man. John 1 and 12. But as many as received him, John 1 and 12, to him gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Do you believe on his name? That's how you got saved. You believed in your heart and you confessed with your mouth. Look at Mark 6:56. And whithersoever he entered the village or city, talking about Jesus or country, they laid the sick in the street and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. I like that. I told you he was no respecter person. This woman with the issue of blood, she made her way to Jesus based on what Malachi said, the son of righteousness shall arise with healing in his wing. She said, if I can just reach down, if I can only get to the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. Now look at this scripture right here, that latter part of it. Mark 6:56. And as many as touched him, but let me go back. Say she and besought him that if they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. This is a multitude coming after him now, not one woman with the issue of blood. And as many as touched him were made whole. Hallelujah. Lord, send your healing power in this place. Lord, touch the bodies. Touch us, oh God. Help us, Lord, in our spirit, our soul, and our body. Heal your people, Jesus. You're our Jehovah Rapha. And we proclaim it from the rooftop. Hallelujah. Himself bare our sins, found in Matthew 8:17, is just as much a part of the gospel as behold the Lamb of God that's found in John 1:9. He healeth all our diseases is just as much a part of the gospel as who forgives all our iniquities is a part of the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation and deliverance. The same gospel that says he bare our sins in his own body on the tree is the same gospel that says by his stripes you were healed. Therefore, we preach the gospel for faith, for salvation comes by hearing the word of God, and faith for divine healing comes by hearing the word of God, the good news of the gospel. The benefits of Calvary Church, they are for you. They are for me. Hallelujah. Look at Psalms 103, verse 2. See, there are many healing scriptures found in the Bible, and you need to memorize them. That's why nobody put this together for me. I put it together for me, and then I gave it to you. But this is what I used to obtain my healing. My wife is the only person that knew how bad off I was. I would come preach with all of my heart to you people. And I'd go home and have to rest and get enough strength to come back at night and preach. Then I would have to rest again until Wednesday till I got enough strength to get back in that pulpit. And I told God, I said, God, I won't quit. I will not quit, God. I believe you'll heal me. I believe that with all my heart, God. And I'm going to do what you called me to do. And I just kept on. Now, if you don't have that kind of spirit, you need to get one like that. That's an overcoming spirit. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. You just need to make your mind up that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, shall he not make it good? So you just got to use your faith. Psalms 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. What are those benefits? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy disease. Look at Psalms 107, verse 20. I love this one. He sent his word and healed them. Psalms 107, verse 20. And delivered them from their destruction. Then the next verse says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. So when God does something and you see a sign of improvement, start praising him. Start thanking him. You know, that leper, the 10 I preached on Sunday, and one of them came back and giving him thanks. He didn't say, thank you, Jesus. No, he said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. Get an attitude like that. I love you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, did you take the course in homiletics, Pastor? I did. Made a good grade in it. I stood up on the, I'd use this chair. We were down at Falcon, and they'd been teaching and preaching all day long. Everybody's butt was wore out, I'm sure. And I'm the sixth speaker, and I'm supposed to get up and teach. I said, well, I'm supposed to wrap this thing up. And I stood up on the chair. I said, that's my bishop back there. I said, I took the course in homiletics. I just don't think it took. I made a good grade too, Bishop, didn't I? And I got down. I said, I don't think I'm going to teach. I'm supposed to wrap this thing up. I think I'll just preach. And preach I did. He got a hold of me. Hallelujah. And the glory came down. You can either move in the flow and the anointing of God and let God bless your life, or you can just be real religious and dignified and get nothing from God. Get free is what I'm trying to say. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at Isaiah 57:19. That's on your hand. I love that one. It's one of my scriptures. God says, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is near and to him that is afar off. I had a guy call me one night, and his mind was just in turmoil. I said, I'm going to give you a scripture, Isaiah 57:19. God says, I create the fruit of the lips. I said, quit talking about your problems. Start talking about God. Start speaking the promises of God. I said, let me give you a scripture for that. And I turned to Isaiah 57:19, and I didn't know the latter part of it. God said, I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is afar off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord. I said, oh, my God, I didn't know this was in the Bible. The boy needed healing, too. He says, bye, and I will heal him. And when I saw that, I said, well, you didn't memorize enough. You need to go back and memorize the rest of it. So that's on your handout tonight. Now, look at Isaiah 53:5, because I'm going to give you a treasure here. Some of you have heard it, and some of you know it, but some of you don't. Isaiah 53:5, the great prophet Isaiah said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we're healed. Now, I want you to look at that verse. That covers, he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. That takes care of sin right there. Now, people also have soulical problems, the mind, the will, and the emotions. Tormented minds. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. So that's he took your sin, your emotional problems, by whose stripes you're healed. He took care of your physical needs. So right there in that one verse of scripture, God has put in a capsule form three places in your life, spirit, soul, and body, that you can be healed. Now, the best commentary on Isaiah 53 that I know of given anywhere, Brother Phillips, a commentary man. I appreciate him, and I call him up. I say, Brother Phillip, I know you've probably got an answer for this. If you don't know, I'll know real soon because you'll look it up. I know him that well. But the best commentary on Isaiah 53 is given by the Holy Ghost. The occasion of this commentary is at Peter's house. Peter's mother-in-law, she's sick with a fever. Jesus spoke to that fever. The fever was an entity. It understood him. I told you, if you look far enough, you'll find a devil or a demon behind every sickness and disease. He tries to infirm my body. He does. He does the same thing to you. Now, he can't cross the bloodline. He can't get into my spirit unless I let him in. I don't plan to ever do that. But he comes against you. He'll torment your mind if you let him. That's why. Look at Isaiah 26:3-4. Isaiah 26:3-4. God says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Trust ye in the Lord Jehovah. Isaiah, did you find it yet? 26:3-4. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Now look at the next verse. I said the name Jehovah is used over 6,800 times in the scripture. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? How the Holy Ghost can just bring it up. You know, I started out by saying, study to show thyself approved, my son, attend to my word, let them not depart from mine eyes. And then we looked at this book of the law, shall not depart from their eyes, but thou shalt meditate there and day and night. See how important it is right there. to have the word hid in your heart, that God can pull it up to bless a multitude of people. Now, I said the best commentary given for your healing, Isaiah 53. The occasion, Peter's mother-in-law is sick, Jesus speaks to her. That entity, she gets up and she prepares a meal for the Lord. What an honor. What an honor to prepare a meal for Jesus. She ministers to him. Look at Matthew 8 and 16. The crowd found out Jesus was there. This is the greatest commentary you'll ever find on Isaiah 53. When the eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that was sick. Why, Isaiah? Why, Matthew? Why? That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah, the prophet, saying, himself took our sickness and bare our disease. I had a professor in college who was a Hebrew and a Greek student. And I carried him Isaiah 53, and I carried him that verse. And I didn't tell him what I thought. I said, tell me what it means. And he come back and told me what the Septuagint was used in Jesus' day, and they wrote it in Greek. And you got to go all the way back to the Hebrew. Well, I think Jesus understood Hebrew, and I think Jesus understood the Greek of his day. And I think Jesus knew what all these men were going to write. And I think the commentary that the Holy Ghost gave in Matthew's gospel is right on. Hallelujah. So Jesus heals all of the people that he healed while he was on this planet. He did it on the word of God that was spoken by Isaiah the prophet 700 years prior to his earthly ministry. He did it on the basis of the word. He healed all that was sick to fulfill the words that were spoken. Put that back up there, brother, that last verse. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Peter saw all the miracles that Jesus had done. He saw him after he rose from the dead. He saw him in that upper room. He saw, was there when the Holy Ghost hit that place like a rushing mighty wind. And he goes out and preaches a sermon. And 3,000 souls are saved. But look at what he says when he looked back at the cross, 1 Peter 2 and 24. We've looked at it several times, at least one other time. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. And he changes the tense from what Isaiah said, by whose stripes you are healed, to by whose stripes you were healed. So we're not sick trying to get healed. We're healed fighting sickness. Thank you, Brother Ray. Let's go and praise God. Hallelujah. We're healed. And when we have the word in our heart, you know, then God will bless us. And the word of God is true. I see people healed everywhere. I know God heals today. I know he does. We know he does. We see him doing it. Amen. He's our Jehovah Rapha. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed doing it. Brother Ray, if you would come up, please. I want you to come and sing about our healer. Because if you have a need in your body tonight, I want you to come forward. And I believe that the Lord will touch you. You do not have to live in sin. And you do not have to live in sickness. Jesus paid it all. And I know that's contrary to what a lot of preachers will preach. And I've had my share of having to keep my health and fight against sickness and disease. But here I stand once again. Hallelujah. Brother Elam, come on down, brother. Brother Elam is a prime example of someone that has had to fight the battle. But he grew up like I grew up, in a church that saw the miracle-working power of God. Tell about when you were a little boy, and let me get your mic green. I'm going to put him on green. I'm going to put him on blue. Hallelujah. I want you to tell that story. Burning up with a fever.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I've always told this story many times, but my daddy wouldn't take me to the hospital. He took me to church. And this particular night, and I told him not too long ago, my mother was sitting right there on the second row. She had me in her lap, and I was burning up with a fever. I didn't know it at the time. It was actually a ruptured appendix. But God healed me of that particular situation. But I was going in and out of darkness and light and darkness. And all I knew is I was at the altar. My mother had me in her arms. And I remember the preacher as he began to put his hands on me. I went out again. And then when I come to, sitting there on that seat, just like that, I was healed. I was ready to run and play. God still heals. He never changed. It's like Brother Nelson said tonight. He sang yesterday and day forever, and I'm still being healed.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering of praise. Amen. Brother Ray, let's stand, everybody, please. Hallelujah.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
If that's you,
surely
reach up and take it.
Our sorrow, and by His stripes we are healed. He was wounded for our transgression. He was
Sister Julia Page, would you come, Sister Julia? Hallelujah. Sister Julia. Sister Chris, come on down. I need some ladies to help me pray here.
He was
fighting for her health against depression. I won't take all these pills, is what she said.
He was,
I know my Lord is a healer. He said, and I want Him to heal me. Come around here, Sister Claver. There we go.
Surely,
any of you other ladies want to join? In the name of Jesus, by the power of Calvary's blood and the Great Commission,
and by,
I break the power of depression and fear in the name of Jesus. Power of the blood.
On the cross.
Go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In grace.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. You're our healer. Say, Lord Jesus.
The giver.
You're my Jehovah Rapha.
Of love.
You're my healer.
Was he.
I'm not depressed. I'm not stressed.
Yes, our Lord.
I have the peace of God
was
that passeth all understanding.
And reject.
I have the joy of the Lord,
of me,
which is my strength.
This Jesus,
I have Jesus' joy.
Of
and my joy is full.
Glory.
The kingdom of God. It is within me.
He
it is righteousness. It is peace. And it's joy in the Holy Ghost. I cannot be depressed. I resist you, devil. Go, you tormenting spirit. I command you to go. In the name of Jesus. I'm God's property. I'm not depressed. I'm full of joy. I'm full of peace. I am full of God's goodness and mercy. Woo!
And by His stripes we are healed. He was wounded for our transgression.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You're fighting something like that.
For our
Don't sit back in the house of God when the power of God is moving. Come get your blessing from the Lord. Be transparent with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Bless Malachi. Hallelujah. Yes.
And by
that's right.
Woo! His
glory. Yes, glory.
Are he
glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
He was wounded.
Hallelujah.
For us.
Jehovah Rapha, be healed. Made whole. Glory to God. Jehovah Rapha, glory. Legs be full of strength. Jehovah Rapha, be healed. Jehovah Rapha,
yes.
Glory. Glory.
Surely
hallelujah. Let the Holy
hallelujah.
Ghost speak again. Let the river flow. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Love you, Jesus. Glory.
He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity.
Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, Lord. I resist sickness and disease. I'm healed.
And by
resisting the sickness of the enemy. Resisting the sin. Resisting the works of darkness. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Our transgression. He was bruised.
Philip, while they're playing that, I want you to tell this little story.